bang, bang, as Pompliano would have said. Greater Finance Daily is back with another news update for you guys. Today is Tuesday, November 2nd, and Bitcoin is trading around $62,000, while Ethereum is trading closer to its all-time high, around $4,400. Still not a lot of movement in the prices, but yep, consolidation phases after big price movement is common, and that's where we are right now in terms of price. Today, we're gonna bring up the infamous Squid Game token that has been crashing recently. We're gonna talk about how Bitcoin price is proof of US inflation, how Ethereum sees first week of deflationary issuance. And then we're gonna look into a fallacy, namely Bitcoin transaction per second, which is often brought up by new people that entering Bitcoin and a reason of why it sucks. It actually doesn't. It was just, it's a fallacy. We're gonna look at it later. Anyway, let's start by looking at the Squid Game token that has been crashing. So the play-to-earn crypto project Squid Game gained instant popularity, and the Squid token rose by more than 35,000% in just 3 days. And despite several red flags, including grammatical and spelling errors in the project's white paper, and the fact that the project's website was registered less than a month ago, it seems like people were extremely bullish and wanted to get into this token. The project's official website and its account on Medium were down on Twitter and had temporarily restricted its account, saying it had detected unusual activity from it as of this recording. So it seems like the developers of the Squid Game project had rug pulled the squid holders. And the rug pull is basically when the creators of a project take off with investor funds. So they just disappear, basically. And data from Binance Scan shows that an address labeled by the website as being reported to have been involved in a rug pull dumped squid tokens and crashed or cashed out millions of dollars worth of BNB tokens. So prices for squid were down nearly 99.99% in the past 24 hours. And its trading volume has increased more than 130% over the same period, indicating huge selling pressure. So very sad news. Unfortunately, nothing new in the world of crypto. But when it comes to a big project like Squid Games, all of you know how popular the Netflix series was, and people joining into this hype and believe that it can be something, and yeah, buy at the top. Most of them do, unfortunately. And just getting rug pulled. It's terrible. But this is the life of crypto. This is the life of decentralized finance. Moving on. Peter Thiel says Bitcoin price is proof of US inflation. And Peter Thiel is a venture capitalist billionaire and PayPal co-founder. He claimed that rising Bitcoin prices are proof that inflation has taken hold in the United States economy. He's also clear that he regretted not buying more Bitcoin earlier and stated, "You know, Bitcoin at $60,000, I'm not sure that one should aggressively buy at this price. But surely what it is telling us is that we are having a crisis at the moment." Thiel took aim at the United States Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, for allowing inflation to rise. He was quoted as stating the recent price rises are not transitory. This is something that Powell has been saying, that inflation is transitory, but Thiel says it's not transitory, and said the Fed has thus far failed to address inflation and did not recognize its seriousness. He said, "The Fed isn't even acknowledging the problem and appeared to believe it could print money without triggering inflation." So it's pretty clear that Thiel's view here is that inflation will continue. I feel that depending on the side, there are two split sides here. Some say that inflation is transitory, that we will just have this price hike and the prices will not keep on rising, while others feel that it's not transitory, that it will just keep on rising in the future as well. And I mean, only the future will tell, I guess. Moving on, we see Ethereum is its first consecutive week of deflationary issuance. So the Ethereum network has seen its first consecutive week of negative supply issuance as bubbling markets drive persistently high transaction fees. The London upgrade introduced a burn mechanism into Ethereum's fee market in August this year. And ever since then, a quantity of Ether has since been destroyed and every transaction executed on the network. And as some of you might know, the gas prices, in order to send a transaction on the Ethereum network, you have to pay gas. And these gas prices have been extremely high and are sustaining that high price level. So it's very expensive to send transactions there, meaning that more Ethereum, Ether, has been removed from supply than created through mining. And in order for Ethereum to consistently produce deflationary blocks, gas prices must consistently remain roughly above 150 Gwei. And what this basically means is that the more transactions that are being transacted over the Ethereum network, the more Ether are being burned, the more deflationary the currency becomes. So the more popular it is to transact on the Ethereum network, the higher the deflationary rate will be. And according to the ultrasound.money fee burning tracker, around 15,000 Ether, which is around $65 million at current prices, is being burnt on a daily basis. When factoring in the rate of new Ether being created, Watch the Burn reports a weekly net issuance of minus 8,000 Ether, which is roughly $34 million at the time of writing. So, Ethereum has gone from being this world computer to something else, and now eventually ended up to want to become ultrasound money. So they have had a narrative change going on ever since it's been founded. And it seems like they are really stuck here now at ultrasound money. Everyone wants to be money, and nothing is different in the terms of Ethereum. And it seems to go quite well. The network is consistently being sought after. People want to transact on the network. And the more people that transact is basically contributing to the deflationary monetary schedule in the Ethereum network. Cool. That was it for the news. Quick update around Bitcoin. We are often hearing that Bitcoin can only do 7 transactions per second. And this is actually true if you look at the base layer alone. So the base layer is basically, think of when Bitcoin was founded in 2009, that was the base layer that was founded. The base layer's role is basically to send transactions, of course, but mostly providing the settlement layer or the security. And in order to do that, it has to be decentralized. And this means that the Bitcoin network, there has to be as many nodes as possible need to be able to run on the base layer. So it has to be cheap. And if it has to be cheap, the transaction count, the sizes of the blocks need to remain small, because if they become bigger and bigger and bigger, it will be too expensive for you and me, for example, to run a node. So it's important to keep these blocks small. And if you have a block constraint, a small block constraint, naturally only a few transactions will fit into each and every block. However, if you were to increase these block sizes, a lot more transactions would be able to fit in those blocks, but you would need data centers to run these. And if you had data centers to run this, you would have problems with the nation states who want to close down Bitcoin. They would go and knock on the door on the data center, say, hey, if you don't close this data center, I will send you in prison for life, basically, because you're threatening our monetary sovereignty. So it's key to hold the Bitcoin base layer as small as possible, basically, so it's possible for you and me to run our node and contributing to the security and decentralization of the network. On top of this, we have something called Layer 2 building. And the most popular layer 2 protocol right now is called the Lightning Network. And in the Lightning Network, there are channels being built up between participants. So one example could be that you and me, we open a channel in between each other. And contrary to the Bitcoin base layer here, the transactions that you and me are sending between each other, they are not broadcasted to all the nodes like it is on the base layer. This means that in theory, you can do unlimited transactions per second if you want. I know there is a common comparison between that Visa can do, 60,000 transactions per second, that's it at its peak or something. And on the Lightning Network, you can do a lot more than that in theory. So key to understand here is also, even though you're moving up to another layer, there is, of course, some kind of trade-off. But it's also secured by cryptography because you are locking your Bitcoin on the base layer and transacting on top of layer two. So you get the security from the base layer while you get the speed and the unlimited transactions per second on top of layer two. That was the Bitcoin transaction fallacy. And now you have an argument if people come in and say that you can only do 7 transactions per second on the Bitcoin, and therefore it will fail. Anyway, I hope you learned something today. I hope you thought it was interesting, because that was it for today. Have a great day, guys. And see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.